continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Tucker Carlson last night, I thought, was borderline brilliant on how the U.S. could become the next Venezuela. This is cut number four. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Believe it or not, in 1980, which wasn't that long ago, Venezuela was the richest country in Latin America. It had the highest wages. It had the best health care and education. It also had, by the standards of the region anyway, a famously stable democracy. Then came an energy crisis, and Venezuela wound up with inflation. At times, it reached 100% a year. Inflation makes people poor, so in a very short time, the poverty rate in Venezuela doubled. By 1995, 66% of all Venezuelans were impoverished. Getting poor tends to make voters radical, so inevitably, Venezuela got radical politics. You know what happened next. Venezuela is now rated one of the most miserable places on planet Earth. A few years ago, citizens in Caracas were reduced to eating zoo animals. There was no food, and for that matter, there was no electricity. So in just half a lifetime, an advanced society had reverted to the Stone Age. The United States is not in danger of becoming Venezuela next week, but we are moving closer to it. Inflation is a big part of the reason. Of all the economic crises a country can face, inflation is the most dangerous. Inflation doesn't just make people poor, it totally destroys their confidence in their leaders, the authorities who issued the now worthless currency they're using for toilet paper. Inflation is not an act of God like a drought or hurricane, it's an act of negligence like drunk driving. It is proof that the people in charge are reckless and stupid. That's why inflation tends to topple governments. Once you get inflation, there's no pretending you've done a good job. You have not done a good job, and everybody knows it. So you can see why the Biden administration is very worried about this. Joe Biden has historically low approval ratings. Voters say inflation is their top concern. Those two facts are directly related. So Biden's most pressing task right now is reassuring Americans that he understands their suffering under inflation and under a rapidly worsening economy, and that he's got a plan to fix it.
Yeah, there you have it. The problem is there is no plan to fix it. That's what's so amazing about this whole deal. As the president jets off to Asia, he's got humongous problems. He's got a Dow that's crashing. He's got Bidenflation that everybody knows is his and his alone. He has done this. As my late mother liked to say, he gave it to himself. And that's the bottom line. Stay where you are. We got a whole bunch to do. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll get a chance to visit with Barack Zilberberg. Coming up in our next half hour, though, we'll get a chance to visit with Aaron Phillips, Power to Parent. This is important stuff. It's about your kids and about the curriculum, the sexual curriculum. And it's also about cutting off moms who want to have their say. What happened to that mom was reprehensible. And somebody should pay a price for it. A member of the Board of Trustees, or maybe the entire Board of Trustees, needs to just fall on their sword. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, 131 as we check out our traffic cams right now. Not too bad on area freeways right now, at least. You're moving along about 55 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. No delays or restrictions on US 95. However, once you get to the Spaghetti Bowl downtown, that's where you'll run into those lane restrictions both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as that bridge reconstruction continues through December. And do expect altered traffic patterns tomorrow through Monday on Interstate 15 between the 215 and exit 58 there at Apex because of the Electric Daisy Carnival.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. We now have details on the Raiders' two preseason games. They'll match up against the Minnesota Vikings at home on August 14th. That game is scheduled to kick off at 1:25, and then they will play against the Patriots on August 26th. That game will kick off at 5:15. Each of those games at home. They do have one road game in the preseason this year, as they are going to play against the Dolphins on August 20th. They're also participating in the Hall of Fame game when they will play Jacksonville in Canton, Ohio on August 4th. Vegas Golden Knights hockey captain Mark Stone undergoing back surgery today. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick.
Left to the left, to the right, to the right.
Now hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Still reverberating the now viral video of a Clark County School District meeting, a Board of Trustees meeting, and a parent who had a microphone turned off as she tried to read into the record a profane, pornographic, awful reading assignment for her 15-year-old daughter. And simply put, it's another example of why we've got to replace these members of the school board, the Board of Trustees, who are running for re-election. They got to be out. We need new leadership on our Clark County Board of Trustees. Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. It's not just an activist organization. It is a union, a parents' union. Aaron, how you been?
Hey, Kevin, I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fine. Did I characterize what this viral video is all about? I don't know that everybody has seen it, but those of us that have seen it, it's reprehensible.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. You know, it's been interesting to watch some of the comments from people come out after the video was posted, and the school district put a statement out that verified that it was a student-generated writing assignment, and they didn't give all the details. And so since that has happened, because people don't have all the details, they're really filling in the gaps. So I think it's really important for people to know who have seen the video, and if you haven't, go watch it on our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram. But essentially, this mom was appalled by an assignment she found, and it was already after the daughter had already had this assignment done and did it in class. It was a student-generated writing assignment, in as much as the teacher required the students in the classroom to write monologues. But she collected those monologues. There was a first draft and a second draft. The teacher reviewed him, and she also admitted to the mother and in front of the administration that she edited the assignment. So the monologue that was turned in was written by another student, but it was clearly inappropriate, so inappropriate that the teacher edited it to make it better, in her opinion, and then still passed it back out to another student. So this is where, you know, we really feel like there was a lot of missteps that happened in this situation, but it should have never gotten this far. That assignment should have never been in the hands of another student.
Where do you think the breakdown was? Was it at the administration level, at the teacher level, at the parental level?
Well, you know, it was really at every level, and except for the parent level. I will say this parent, the minute she found this assignment in her daughter's, you know, in her daughter's things, she went straight to the school. And so she has gone, you know, on every step, this mother has done the right thing in advocating for her daughter, asking the school to do the right thing, going through the proper channels, escalating it when she needed to. And unfortunately, up to the point where we got involved, the school was really trying to just make it go away. Honestly, they had no intention of disciplining the teacher. The teacher had no intention of apologizing or admitting any fault, and still has not to this day. So unfortunately, what we've seen is also in this situation, a lot of victim blaming. Is they've blamed this 15-year-old girl, essentially saying, well, if she was uncomfortable, she should have said no. And it's crazy to watch what's gone on, because, you know, even at 15, you know, everyone wants to talk about how these kids talk this way and they have smartphones and they have the internet. And that's true. But, you know, not every 15-year-old even clearly understands what this assignment is even saying. And so that was the case, you know, with the daughter of Ms. Evans, who came to the school board meeting. So, you know, it's been really disappointing to watch the way this has been handled. But then when she went to the school board meeting, which you have already mentioned, she went to read the assignment on the record, and she was shut down by the school board trustees, and she was shouted at from the audience by, we think, probably other teachers, or you know, we're not really 100% sure who it was, but calling her a liar, saying it was propaganda. This poor mom has only wanted to advocate for her daughter and wanted to do the right thing from the beginning, and to the point that we did not post the video because she asked us not to. You know, she wanted to protect her daughter. She just wanted the school to do the right thing. And so when Libs of TikTok, which is the account that picked up the video, it went viral, which you saw. You know, it was really interesting. Even at that point, you know, the school district, I think, has done a lot more, but it's not resolved.
What do you think the truth is? If there are people that were at the school board meeting yelling at the mom, And the mom is saying, no, we're in the right here. We're not in the wrong. Where do you think the truth is on this particular issue? I mean, how can you have students writing about this kind of stuff?
Right. Well, I think the truth is that this teacher was very unwise from the very beginning of the situation. When she collected these assignments, these student-generated writing assignments, she should have said, you know what, this is not appropriate, and, you know, I need you to rewrite this, you know, and not giving it out to another student. So that's the truth. But I guess the other part of this is there's been, you know, people, including trustees, board of trustee members, saying that this mom was pulling a stunt, or that Power to Parent was using this mom to pull some type of stunt. And I just find it fascinating to watch this happen, because this mom did not ask for this. This daughter did not ask for this. And they are simply trying to do the right thing and get some, you know, some justice for her daughter and get the school district to escalate this correctly. And they are being accused and slandered by elected officials and by other folks in the community. And it's just been really disappointing to see.
Well, all I know is that it's wrong. And the question is, and you tell me, because you know about this a lot more than I do, is it possible there are other equally profane, pornographic writing assignments elsewhere in the school district with other 15-year-olds?
Well, of course there is, and we know that there is, and there's been parents that have come forward, and, you know, that's what I think is just so incredible about this mom. She does not like the spotlight. This is not something that she's wanted, but she's standing up for all the other parents and the other kids whose teachers have already done this, or who may be considering, you know, these types of writing assignments or these types of assignments, you know, in the future. Because you can't just put a teacher with, you know, an agenda in a classroom full of minors. You know, these kids, they are kids, and we are supposed to be working in tandem with teachers and with administrators and parents. We should be working together to educate our kids. And there's a level of trust that we have as we, you know, drop our kids off in these school buildings that we need to be able to have with the teachers. And this is so much broken trust that, you know, I feel like, you know, I hope what this does by this coming to light is it gives some of these teachers who come into these classrooms with such, you know, a strong ideology to trying to indoctrinate these kids into their own moral compass, that this is not what their job is. Their job is to teach our kids and educate our kids and teach them to think critically, not to give them an ideology that they think is correct, that even goes outside the purview and circumvents the parents' ideology and the parents' moral compass.
Again, Aaron Phelps joining us from Power to Parent. And we saw what happened in Virginia when moms and dads stood up to the establishment, and Glenn Youngkin ended up being the governor of the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Is it possible that what we have done here, what the district may have done in cutting off the microphone of this mom, that they may have started a bigger red wave than we thought?
You know, I think absolutely, because what's happening is parents do not feel heard. And we know that. We've done the polling. We've seen the numbers. You know, in the 75-76% parents do not feel heard by their elected officials. And when they see that, it's a visual for them to look and say, no, they really aren't listening. In fact, they are so concerned with quote-unquote decorum and really not allowing this mom to speak what really happened and speak truth, you know, to these board trustees, that they're going to cut her mic. But they're okay. They're comfortable with that type of assignment being given to a 15-year-old. So yeah, parents are livid. They are so done. They're pulling their kids from the district like crazy. And you know, I think that will translate into votes. Absolutely.
Who's running for re-election on the board?
We have Trustee Ford. We have Trustee Cepeda, and then Trustee Cavazos.
Is your organization taking a position on any of these incumbents?
We are, actually. We've sent out our questionnaires. We're scheduling interviews, candidate interviews. We're hoping to have our trustee endorsements out by the day before early voting, May 27th. That's the goal. But I'm just going to say this because I think it's really important to say, up to this point, we have not received a questionnaire from any of those three. We've received there's 22 candidates right now running in these three races, and we've received quite a few responses. A lot of these people have responded, but our incumbent trustees have not responded. And so my thing would be, you know, if you are running for re-election or if you're running for election at all, if you have not received a questionnaire for some reason from us, you need to reach out. But if you have, turn it in, because we will be endorsing a candidate, and parents are paying attention.
They are indeed. Erin, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about your amazing parent union, I think it's something that's long overdue, and I'm glad that you're a part of this. How can folks reach out to you?
Well, head over to our website at power2parent.org. That's power with the number 2, parent.org. And then we're on all the social media platforms at Power2Parent, and you can find us anywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And we, if we are looking for questions, you can email us at info@power2parent.org.
Erin, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Keep fighting the good fight, okay? And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay.
There you go. Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power2Parent. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt. Typical career politician. No accountability. No results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up. God, I love this. Tucker Carlson, you know, we were talking with Bill O'Reilly earlier in the week, and as good as Bill O'Reilly has been, he was number one 16 years running, the number one rated show. It's incredible to me. It is absolutely incredible to me that Tucker Carlson could ever approach that level, but he has. I mean, he's so good. We'll let you hear chapter and verse according to Tucker Carlson coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and